Hello and welcome to March Madness, baby. It is madness. The college NCAA men's college basketball tournament, March Madness, is finally here, and we are so excited. I mean, 68 teams making it the most fun time in sports, the greatest single event in sports. And I am so excited, as well most of you are, for this tournament to happen. Some heavy favorites in this one. My bracket is officially done. I've got my Final Four, I've got my champion, and I'll be breaking that down. I'll be breaking the whole tournament down, my picks, and then also talking some news around the sports world, including some NFL trades, NFL free agency signing, and some NBA. So before we get started, make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, anywhere. Get your podcast at Burgers and Brats, and stay up to date with the latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. At Burgers and Brats, and hopefully you're watching live on Millions.co at Burgers and Brats. All right, let's start first with some NFL free agency news. This broke after my last episode, so did not get to talk about this on the last pod, but Justin Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 2025 sixth-round pick. What are both of these teams doing? Why? Just why? The Steelers just signed Russell Wilson. They got him super cheap for $1.2 million. You get a good quarterback in Justin Fields, but I feel like, I mean, the Bears just completely blew this. They should have traded him a lot earlier. They knew they were getting the number one pick. Should have traded him months ago, or just wait till the very end on draft day when teams are going to trade for Justin Fields on draft day. And the best you got was not even a bologna sandwich. You got half a bologna sandwich for Justin Fields? That's insane. The better move was the Steelers getting Justin Fields for this. I mean, why not wait if you're Chicago? I mean, yeah, teams know you have to get rid of him, but you could have done a little better if you waited till draft day at least just to get a six-round pick for this up-and-coming guy. I think it's going to be pretty good. But it really doesn't make sense for the Steelers to get him. I mean, you signed your guy, Russell Wilson. I don't think Russell Wilson is the answer. I did not understand why the Steelers are saying, it's Russell Wilson's job. It's not Justin Fields' job. He's not competing for the starting position. Guys, I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I watch Russell Wilson. I would probably start Justin Fields over Russell Wilson. I don't understand how he can't compete for the starting job, really. Russell Wilson automatically has this job. Yeah, right. Just wait till the first day of training camp and you're going to be like, yeah, it's an open competition. I don't understand that nonsense right there. Russell Wilson is going to be even older next year with a worse offense line. No receivers. Good defense, I guess, but no receivers, no run game, no O-line, no play calling. Even worse, terrible play calling for him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's let Russell Wilson have the reins on that one. It'll be Justin Fields' team by week four. That's my guess. But Justin Fields heading to the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's one of the teams that he wanted to go to. Bears did right by him, trading him there. At least four teams inquired about him. So sending him to the Steelers for a sixth-round pick, very surprising, very shocking. I thought they should have at least waited till the NFL draft and definitely could have got a lot more. Another big pickup for the defending back-to-back Super Bowl champs, Hollywood Brown is heading to Kansas City. That is a monstrous get for Patrick Mahomes in this wide receiver core. They have the Tyreek Hill deep threat again with Hollywood Brown. This is a big get. This definitely, they're not going anywhere. Chiefs are not going anywhere with this versatility at wide receiver now. I mean, they've got their guy. Travis Kelce's a little older, going to be older this next year, but he's still reliable and see if they can draft some good prospects, but Hollywood Brown of the Chiefs, that's a huge get for them. That solidifies them, put him back right in the Super Bowl conversation. Aaron Donald announcing his retirement from the NFL. Kind of been debating this the last few years and just finally decided to call it quits. And, I mean, what a career from one of the greatest defensive players, if not the greatest defense lineman, defense players all around to ever play. So Aaron Donald calling it a career playing with the Rams. All right, players champion, Scottie Scheffler, back-to-back champ, 20 under, a monstrous, I think 7 under on Sunday to end up winning. Wyndham Clark putt going in and out to send it to the playoff, but not there. Xander and Brian Harman also won back at 19 under. So just that one stroke, you just think, oh, this one putt. But Scottie Scheffler, world's number one. That's going to be a fun matchup watching him versus Jon Rahm in the Masters coming up next month. Heading to the NBA, a lot of big games going on the last few weeks. Denver beat Minnesota, and then the Mavs beat Denver. Celtics beating the Bucks. Oklahoma City is looking good. Mavericks getting a win over the Spurs. See what else we got. 76ers getting a big win over the Heat. Knicks beating the Warriors. And then the Lakers beating the Hawks. So, I mean, a lot of good games going on. And then this week, we got Knicks versus Nuggets tonight, 8 p.m. That is going to be a great one. Finals preview. One team, yes. The Denver Nuggets, not the Knicks. But could be a finals preview there. The Magic, 40 wins, I think, for the first time since 2018 or so, maybe even further back than that. So Magic having a great year versus, and then they get to face the Pelicans. That'll be a really fun game on NBA TV at 6 p.m. Central. Hawks Suns. Suns should win that one. And then this weekend, Pelicans and Heat. 76ers Lakers. That's always a fun matchup. Still no Embiid though. And then this weekend as well, we've got not many great games, but you get to see Kevin Durant, Devin Booker versus Wembanyama on Saturday. That'll be fun. And then 76ers Clippers as well. NBA Sunday is incredible. 76ers Clippers, Thunder Bucks, Warriors Timberwolves, and then Pacers Lakers. That'll be a good weekend of some NBA action. And then standings-wise in the East, I mean, it's the Celtics. They've already clinched a playoff berth already. They have a 10-game lead on the second-seeded team, which is the Milwaukee Bucks. 10-game lead with about, I think, 15 games left. They are destroying the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee Bucks in second, Cavs third, followed by the Knicks, Magic, and 76ers to follow out the regular NBA standings. And then in the play-in right now, 7, you got the Pacers, followed by the Heat, Bulls at 9, and then lastly in is the Hawks. And like I said last week, I think these are the 10 teams that make it to the into the playoffs. I don't see any of the other lower teams making a run at all. But it is the Celtics conference to lose. I expect them to make the finals. In the West, I mean, it's a three-team race right now. The Thunder, Nuggets, and Timberwolves, even one game back, half game back. It's just back and forth the last few weeks. I expect the Nuggets to ultimately take the number one seed when it gets time, but these three teams can definitely make a run, and I expect to see probably, I mean, this Oklahoma City Thunder team so young, but if they make a run this year, that sets them up incredibly for the next few years. Get that experience out of the way. They haven't won a playoff series since 2017, so it has been a long time since Thunder have won a playoff series. Clippers at 4, they've kind of taken a step back. Pelicans making a run at 5 seed, they're 5.5 back, and then kind of drops a little bit where bunches up from 6 to 10, 4 games back of each other. Kings at 6, and then in the play-in right now you got the Mavericks, Suns, followed by the Lakers, and Warriors closing out that 10 seed. Rockets trying to make a play in, but like I said, in the East, I think these are the 10 teams that make it in the West. So just all depends on seeding these final stretch of the NBA season. So looking forward to that. NBA season just depends on who you play in the first round, who you want to, who you don't want to play, and we are almost there. All right, before we break in, get into my March Madness picks and kind of some of these tips to help your bracket. Let's go into On This Day in History, sponsored by Hefner Eye Care. Another event going on, April 8th. The solar eclipse is passing through the Midwest of the United States. It's going to be passing through Oklahoma. And Hefner Eye Care is having a trunk show, a sale. They have food, drinks, giveaways, all that at Hefner Eye Care on April 8th in the early afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Central. So be there for a trunk show, awesome giveaways, sunglasses, glasses, some free complimentary eye exams, and food and drinks. So Hefner Eye Care, reach them at hefnereyecare.com, located in Oklahoma City. All right, on this day in history, 1945, the Battle of Okinawa. 1963, the Beatles released their first album, Please, Please Me. 1963, some of y'all are old. 1857, throwing it back on this one, the first ever elevator is installed, and it was in New York City. Happy birthday, Reese Witherspoon, Joseph Barbara, and Harry Houdini, the great Harry Houdini. Happy birthday on this day. All right, let's go into the March Madness breakdown. We got a few teams in already. Grambling State just made it to their first ever March Madness and got their first win. So they will be facing Purdue. Will there be another 16-1 upset, Grambling State over Purdue? Maybe. We'll see. I wouldn't doubt it. I told myself I'm not going to pick I'm not going to pick Purdue to go far again. I can't trust Edie and this team. I mean, I can't. Can I? They're a heavy favorite, but there is one team that I'm just in love with that I think can definitely make a big run. And I think we all know that team. It is the UConn Huskies. This team is the best team in the field right now. UConn is the defending champion, and they are the number one overall seed. And they played like it all year. I mean, even last year as a four seed, they spanked everyone, covering every single game they were in. So some tips for March Madness this year. First I want to talk about getting the teams that got in. There was a lot of surprises on teams that got in and didn't get in. I think it was a shame that, I mean, not just Oklahoma, but Seton Hall or St. John. You could have thrown even Pitt in there maybe, but Indiana State. Indiana State, Seton Hall, St. John, Oklahoma. I thought those teams, at least one or two of them should have gotten in over this Virginia team that put up 42 points in their game. 42 in a game. That is not March Madness worthy. And I feel like they got in because of kind of their history the last decade is why they got in. And it was miserable to watch. The committee should be ashamed of themselves for at least not putting in one of those teams, Oklahoma, Indiana State, who had the highest net rating to never get in. I think net rating was like 29, and they did not get in. The highest ever to not make the March Madness tournament. So I thought that was a shame, just what the committee did. And then a bunch of teams declining the NIT bid. I understand it. I understand declining. You shouldn't. Part of the reason is that the portal opens up that day of the selection committee. So I don't understand that. I don't understand the portal opening so soon, because now you got guys that are worrying about that. Like, oh, I got to keep playing this game. Maybe I won't have a spot somewhere. They're focusing on heading out after the season. And their full attention is not there. But some teams that declined the invite, Pittsburgh, Oklahoma, St. John, Memphis, Ole Miss, Indiana, and Syracuse. I mean, if your guys are banged up or just coaching's got to go on the road and now recruit. They've got to recruit the portal, recruit their own guys, and all that. So I understand not playing in the NIT, and it gets you a little money. You get a few home games, maybe. Otherwise, there's really no point. I mean, it doesn't really do anything. But allow your guys maybe to play some more games. But hey, if they don't want to, they don't think it's worth it, then you don't have to. I did not understand Tom Crean saying giving the players and coaches a chance to keep going. Tom Crean's quote, give players and coaches a chance to keep going. It just makes zero sense that these teams set out. I mean, Tom Crean, you're eating your own words. I mean, Tom Crean, you turned down the CBI, the College Basketball Invitational. The CBI is one step lower than the NIT. But Indiana was offered a spot in 2014 to the CBI to play some extra basketball. He did not give his players and coaches a chance to show themselves because he said, we're Indiana. We don't play in the CBI. Tom Crean, that was 10 years ago, man. Eat your words on that? You ain't going to mention that or say how you declined the chance for your players to show themselves or your coaches to prove themselves? Eat your words, man. Come on, hypocrite. And you didn't have the transfer portal as an excuse back then. So I don't understand. Can't really hate on what some of these coaches did this week, turning down the NIT bid. So enough of that. Let's not focus on him. Who cares about him? No good opinion on him. So number one overall seed, UConn. Number one seeds, North Carolina, Houston, and Purdue round that out. I feel like Iowa State should have got a number one seed. I mean, Houston made their conference championship. I understand that. Get them one seed. Purdue and North Carolina didn't make their conference championship. I mean, why are they getting one seeds? Iowa State pounded the number one team in the country, Houston, by 20. Why not give Iowa State the same love? So, I didn't understand that. I thought there was way too much Big Ten love in this. The Big Ten is not a good basketball conference. They're not. Now, am I going to eat that by picking Purdue to go far? Maybe. But, I mean, one team can be, or Illinois, maybe Illinois. I think those teams are really good. But overall, the conference is not good. They got a lot of Big Ten love there. A lot of Mountain West love as well from the committee. And another thing wrong with the committee, they got it wrong with some of these teams. What the hell are you doing putting all these great teams in the East, man? Like, what? You've got UConn, won their conference. Iowa State, won their conference. Illinois, won their conference. Auburn, won their conference. That's four conference championship winners in the same side of the bracket. The same section. The same quadrant of the bracket. You have four conference winners. What are you doing? Why? Yeah, it's going to make great basketball. The rest of the brackets suck. The rest of the quadrants are terrible. That's just bad basketball. It's not going to be as entertaining as the East. The East, man. That may be the best quadrant of basketball I've ever seen. You have four conference winners. That is remarkable. Insane. That's four of the five Power Five conference champions. Wow. I can't tell which is either the West or the South, though. I think it might be the South. Houston, though, great team, but you got Duke and Kentucky. Well, I don't know. It might be the Midwest. The rest is just, it's all right. Probably the Midwest, though. Kansas lost their guy. Creighton and Purdue are probably Tennessee. Those are the top three teams. So, I mean, that East, incredible. Incredible basketball. I think you should have, I think the Final Four should consist of four teams from the East. That's how good that East side is. Incredible. Well, maybe the West is worse. Yeah, I think I'd have to go West. I got St. Mary won their conference. That's a West Coast conference, not a Power Five conference. North Carolina didn't make their championship. Arizona didn't make their championship. So, I mean, I think it's the West that you could say is the worst one on that bracket. So, I mean, in the East, you get UConn and FAU, a round 32 matchup. They both made the Final Four last year. Didn't play each other, but they made the Final Four last year. And then San Diego State, they made the Final Four last year. They're in that. They're there. Three of the four Final Four teams from 2023 are in the East, as well as four conference tournament champions. What are we doing, committee? Why? The rest of the bracket is terrible compared to this. I mean, oh my, just college, people are picking college sports like the playoff and the basketball. What, God, keep new people in charge. Some of this other stuff, some of these other facts for heading into making your bracket. No team has ever won March Madness after losing the conference tournament opener. No team in the history of the March Madness tournament has won it after losing in the first round of the conference tournament. That eliminates a lot of teams this year. That eliminates Tennessee, Creighton, Duke, Bama, Connecticut, and Kansas. And Tennessee and Creighton are probably going to play each other in this tournament. Kentucky and Duke could meet. I mean, Kansas and Tennessee or Creighton could meet. I mean, all those guys are on the opposite side. So, the South and the East. So, they could meet in the Final Four. But, I mean, that's some big names. Those are some big team names. That are not going to win it this year. History repeats itself, guys. Don't go against history. Also, every champ since 1985 has reached the semifinals of their conference tournament. Every March Madness champion since 1985 has reached the semis of their conference tournament. So, there's a lot of teams. I'll name some of these big teams real quick. Purdue, Gonzaga, Illinois, Marquette, St. Mary, Auburn, UConn, North Carolina, Iowa State, Houston, Arizona, Florida, San Diego State, NC State, Baylor. I don't know if I said Iowa State, but Washington State, Gonzaga, and Utah State. So, those are the teams. Those are most of the teams. Those are most of the teams that made it to their semifinals of their conference. Your winner will come from those teams. That is who your winner will come from. So, replay that. Go listen to see who you need to pick for winning the March Madness. And then, seeding-wise, number nine seeds have won 13 of 20 versus number 8 seeds in the past 5 tournaments. At least one number 12 seed has defeated a number 5 seed in 32 of the 38 tournaments. Not too great of 5 versus 12 seeds, I don't think. I think I got most of the 5 seeds. I may have won 12 over 5. I think I have a few 11 over 6s, but 12 over 5, I think, pretty safe to me this year. At least before I go over the brackets. And then number 1 seeds are 150-2. Versus number 16 seeds. And those two have come in the last, don't remember how long ago Virginia was, but 5 years. Last year was Purdue, losing to St. Peter. I am scared to pick Purdue. I really am. But they have an easy path. They have an easy path. You can't blow in the first round again, guys. You cannot. And then finally, number 3 seeds have won 85% versus number 14 seeds since 2017. So, as well, don't see there's many 3 versus 14 upsets in my book, but that's just that. All right, let me go through my bracket real quick. Let me go through it. So, in the East, let's start in the East. I got UConn defeating Stetson. I'm going to go Florida Atlantic over Northwestern. I just like Florida Atlantic. I mean, great year last year. And like I said, 8 seeds. They'll get the job done against the 9 seeds. I just like FAU. I don't really like the Big Ten as much. Northwestern, not great. San Diego State over 12 seed UAB. That's a 5 versus 12. I just like the 5 a lot. Final Four team last year. Auburn, they won their conference championship. So they're fine. BYU over number 6. BYU over number 11. Duquesne. I messed that up. I butchered that. BYU in the best conference of basketball. I think they're a 4 seed in the conference tournament, 5 seed in the conference tournament, so 6 seed here. They were going to be a 5 seed in March Madness, but got bumped down because they could not play on Sundays due to their religion, so they moved into a 6 seed. So that should be a 5 seed. So going BYU. Number 3, Illinois versus number 14, Morehead State. Brad Underwood, Illinois won the Big Ten championship, so easy pick there, Illinois. And then here's a 10 versus 7 that a lot of people are picking. 7, Washington State versus number 10, Drake. I mean, Drake's got some guy, Tucker DeVry, who's scoring 22 points a game. But, I mean, Washington State, Isaac Jones, Miles Rice, both averaging 15. Washington State hasn't played great lately. Pretty defensive team, I mean, but I just don't, not great on paper. The Drake, man. Drake, not a great conference, but they can shoot you out the gym. They can shoot you. They got some bucket getters. 7 seeds have won 61% of the meetings with 10 seeds in the past 2 years. I don't care. Give me Drake. This is a heavy pick for an upset. And then Iowa State, who just thumped number 1 Houston in the Big 12 championship. Give me Iowa State. They look really good. All right, heading to. Or let's just go ahead and stay in the East. Going UConn over FAU, a Final Four matchup that we did not get last year. But, I mean, Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer for Connecticut. Jonell Davis is going to have to be monster for FAU. They've won some good games. Went 1-1 versus Memphis. They did get a win over Arizona. Did lose by 10 to Illinois earlier in the season. But I just like UConn, man. UConn is one of my favorites. FAU does average one more point than them, but giving up 73 points a game to this UConn team, yeah, not going to happen. San Diego State, 5-seed versus number 4, Auburn. Give me Auburn, man. I mean, they're running high. They just won the SEC. They're running very high, so give me them over San Diego State. Final 14 from last year. And then number 6, BYU versus number 3, Illinois. Like I said, Brad Underwood, Illinois. They're high right now. They're high. Win the Big Ten. So, Illinois over BYU. Number 10, Drake versus number 2, Iowa State. Will the journey continue for Drake? 28-6. I mean, they got... No, it's not happening. It's not happening for Drake. They are strong offensively. They do have the 2-time Missouri Valley Conference of the Year with Tucker, but... And they're not getting over this Iowa State team that I think can make a pretty deep run. And then in the East, or staying in the East for, these are my Elite 8 teams, or no, my Sweet 16 teams. So my Sweet 16 teams, UConn versus Auburn. This is a tough bracket right here. This is tough. I like UConn a lot. It's going to be tough to beat this Bruce Pearl team in Auburn, but... They got a tough game every week, just how tough that section is. But give me UConn. I just love UConn so much in this. So give me UConn, and they'll be taking on, wait for it, Iowa State Cyclones, baby. Sean Gilbert, Tamin Lipsey, Tarese Shannon, if he can go off for Illinois, they definitely have a major chance. I think this comes down to the last-second bucket, maybe even a buzzer beater. I think both these teams... can definitely go far and make it to the Elite. I think both these teams are going to make it to the Elite. They should. They're some of the best teams in basketball. But give me Iowa State versus UConn in the Elite 8. All right. Wait for that one. And then in the West, I got North Carolina over Wagner. No question there. 8 versus 9 matchup here. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Mississippi State's been on a run. I think they've won 5 of the last 6 or something like that. But just too much for Michigan State. Give me Mississippi State. And I just don't like the Big Ten as much. So give me Mississippi State. St. Mary over Grand Canyon. A lot of people liking this trendy pick of the Grand Canyon Lopes. Nah, St. Mary. They've been cooking in the WCC. So give me St. Mary. For Alabama versus Charleston. Alabama bad showing the SEC. Give me Alabama. 11 versus 6. Clemson versus New Mexico. Trendy upset pick. I like the Lobos. I like New Mexico in this one. I think they can definitely get the job done over this Clemson team. Jalen House, Jamel Mashburn, got to show out versus PJ Hall and Joseph Garrett for Clemson. The ACC was just down this year. I mean, Duke and North Carolina carried the conference, but I just think the ACC was down, not as great basketball, and I think New Mexico gets the win. Baylor versus Colgate, Baylor. And then 10 versus 7, this is a tricky matchup, number 7, Dayton versus number 10 seed, Nevada. Daron Holmes for Dayton, averaging 20 a game. No one on Nevada is, no one in 20s on Nevada, however y'all say it, Nevada. But I like Dayton in this one. This one, definitely a chalk. I mean, this one is just pick it and then have Arizona beat them. Because Arizona will beat Long Beach State in the first round, and they'll face the winner of Dayton, Nevada. So just doesn't matter. Arizona will win. North Carolina versus Mississippi State. Tar Heels, baby. They got that blue blood in them. Give me the UNC. St. Mary's versus Auburn or Alabama. That's going to be a good one. I don't think Alabama's as deep for this run, and just bad showing in the SEC. I think they're a little down, and St. Mary's is riding high because it is their conference, the WCC, now, and I think they're going to prove themselves in this March Madness field. So give me St. Mary's over Alabama, 5 seed. Number 3, Baylor versus number 11, New Mexico. I think New Mexico can definitely shoot out the gym with Baylor. I mean, Baylor's a really good team, but, I mean, they just won national championship 3 years ago now, so definitely have the championship DNA, but New Mexico could definitely make a run here. I think New Mexico could definitely win this game, but give me Baylor in this one. I just think Jacoby Walter is just crazy. ESPN 100 player for Baylor, so give me them. Number 2, Arizona versus number 7, Dayton. Arizona, baby. Bad showing in the Pac-12. Did not do me any favors, but give me Arizona. Number 2, Arizona versus number 3, Baylor. Arizona. I do like Arizona's chances better to get it to this far. That's kind of some of the ways you can pick these games. Who has the easier schedule? Who is less likely to lose? And that's how I'm picking this one. That's why I'm picking Arizona in this one. But Baylor in the best conference in basketball, definitely think they could make a run here. North Carolina versus St. Mary's. I think North Carolina is just a little too big and too much of a powerhouse for CMC. They just don't have guys that can play as much. I mean, RJ Davis, Armando Bacot, incredible players. I don't see St. Mary's stopping them when it gets to it. All right, so my Elite Eight, North Carolina versus Arizona in the West. In the South, number 1, Houston versus number 16, Longwood. Houston, baby. Longwood, no chance. Nebraska, 8 seed versus number 9, Texas A&M. This is kind of just a chalk game as well. Just pick it and then pick them to lose the next game. That's how this game's going. Oh, I guess give me Nebraska. I don't know. I don't like the Big Ten this year, but I don't think A&M's much anything. So give me Nebraska. I'm not picking A&M anything. They always let you down, no matter what sport. So give me Nebraska. This is a 12 versus 5 James Madison versus Wisconsin that a lot of people are picking. They like the Dukes over Wisconsin. And, I mean, Terrence Edwards, TJ Bickerstaff playing really good basketball. Can they stop AJ Storr for Wisconsin? Heck yeah, they can. Give me James Madison with the 12 over 5 upset. Come on, baby. Give me the Dukes. Just like in football. Let's go. And then number 4, Duke versus number 13, Vermont. Duke's obviously not the same team, but guys, it's Duke. Not picking against them. It was going in, penciling in before I even got there. Hey, Duke. Yeah. Duke. This would be a really good game. 6 versus 11. Number 6, Texas Tech versus the ACC winner. Number 11, NC State. I'm going to make Tech in this one. I just like NC State, I think, won 5 in a row. I mean, they have more wins in the Wizards arena than the Wizards have had all season. That's how many wins they got last week to win that conference. This game could go either way. This game really could, but give me the lower seed 6, Texas Tech. I just like that. Number 3, Kentucky versus Oakland. 14 seed Oakland. Kentucky, baby. And then, don't know the end of this one yet, but number 7, Florida will be facing Boise State and Colorado. I really like Colorado. I said Colorado was going to the Pac-12 championship. I got that right. I really like Colorado, but Florida looked really good in the SEC tournament. And if Colorado loses, I'm not picking Boise State to beat them, so give me the Gators. The Marquette, two Marquette over 15 Western Kentucky. Marquette, back where they belong, top seed, top two seed. Two Marquette over Florida, just like Marquette and what they've been doing with Cam Jones and Tyler Kolek. Great duo. Walter Clayton, though, for Florida. Florida got some injury problems, so see how long they can last. We gave them Marquette in this one. Hey, if you had, see like that game, Tech versus NC State. Pick them, and then have Kentucky beat them. That's all you got to do. Give me Kentucky Wildcats. I'm not going against Calipari, at least until the Sweet 16. So give me Kentucky over Texas Tech. The Dukes, number 4 Duke versus number 12 James Madison. James Madison, I hope you make a run. I hope you can beat Duke in the second round. But give me the original Blue Devils, the Duke Blue Devils over James Madison. Number 1 Houston, like I said, A&M versus Nebraska. Pick it the next game. Houston, baby, number 1 seed. Houston versus Duke will be an interesting matchup in the Sweet 16. That will be fun. Houston, I mentioned earlier before the Big 12, before this started, it is very scary to see Houston not be able to score. They got beat by Iowa State by 20. They haven't put up many points this season. At least they can slow it down on you. But when they can't shoot, that's not good versus these teams that have one player that can just light it up. So I am a little worried about Houston's ability to score, especially coming off that last loss. I do still think they are probably the second, third best team in the bracket. But I mean, it's March Madness; anything can happen. And we were let down last year. I think they made it to the Elite Eight, maybe the Sweet 16, but I think it was the Elite Eight and let us down. But give me Houston over Duke in this one. I just think Houston is still really good, learning from their mistakes of last year. All right, number 3, Kentucky versus number 2, Marquette. I trust Kentucky to get there more, and I do think Kentucky is the better team. I do like John Calipari a lot. I don't think Marquette's as deep as they have been. I mean, Rob Dillingham for Kentucky, a top 100 player, averaging 15, and Antonio Reeves is averaging 20 for the Wildcats. So, Marquette, I mean, lost by about 18 to UConn last week in the Big East tournament. So, give me Kentucky to make it. Kentucky versus Houston in that Elite Eight in the South. All right, final Elite Eight matchup to get to the Midwest. Number 1, Purdue versus Grambling State. Please, Purdue, do not let us down again. Don't let us down, guys. Please. TCU versus Utah State, 8 versus 9. That could go either way. I like TCU in the Big 12. Utah State, I was kind of looking towards them, kind of maybe picking them with the Aggies, but they do have a baller with great Ozabar. He's got 18, but just not many playmakers as well around them. They lose to San Diego State, but did beat New Mexico Lobos 2 weeks ago, so that's a good win there. TCU looked okay. They did have a bad loss to Houston. Have not won many games, but hey, why not? We'll go TCU Horned Frogs. All right, Gonzaga versus McNeese. This is another 12 versus 5 that a lot of guys are picking for an upset. Guys, Gonzaga, this is their 24th straight year in March Madness. They know what they're doing. I'm not going against Gonzaga, so give me the Zags in this one over McNeese. McNeese, though, they definitely do have a chance to light it up with Shaw-Adal Wells, 18 points a game. So give me the experience of Gonzaga. And then Kansas versus Samford. Kansas, though, I mean, a big loss with Kevin McCuller. That is huge. Still have Hunter Dickinson. So Samford, definitely a trendy pick here for an upset. I don't like picking these upsets first. I definitely think it can happen. I'm not picking it. Give me Kansas. They just know how to win too much in this tournament. There's 11 versus 6. Number 11, Oregon versus number 6, South Carolina. Oregon, Pac-12 champion, riding high. This is another 11 upset pick I have. So give me Oregon in this one. 14, Akron versus number 3, Creighton. I think Creighton is one of the best teams in this bracket. I definitely think they have a great chance at a run. This team is really deep, really good with McDermott at the helm. Number 7, Texas versus Colorado State. Hopefully Texas loses, but I think they win. And number 2, Tennessee versus St. Peter's, baby. They are back in the tournament. Give me Tennessee. No magic run for the Peter St. Peter's this year. Give me Tennessee over them. Texas versus Tennessee, Rick Barnes' old squad. It's going to be fun watching this game. I mean, Brock Cunningham's been there for 30 years. Max Asemus, 17 points a game. He's their best player. Tennessee, I mean, Dalton Knecht, really good. Really good basketball player, averaging 21 points a game. Did have a tough loss versus Kentucky, but, I mean, looked really good in the SEC. Did lose to Purdue early. I mean, really early in the season. Last year, early in the season. So, give me Tennessee, though, over Texas. Number 11, Oregon versus number 3, Creighton. Like I said, I just like Creighton a lot. They're one of the best teams in this thing. I mean, with Baylor, Shearman, 18.5 points a game. Trey Alexander averaging 18 points a game. Oregon, though, I mean, ballers with Dante and Jermaine Cousinard. This game will go back and forth, but I do like Creighton's chances. Oregon, though, I think they can play with anyone. All right, Purdue versus TCU. Zach Edey, you better not let me down this year. Better not let me down, I swear. Do not do it. Give me Purdue over the Horned Frogs. Gonzaga versus Kansas. Going to go Gonzaga in this one, just their experience. And then Kansas just being banged up and not looking good towards the end of the year. Can't play well on the road. All right, number 1, Purdue versus number 5, Gonzaga. I would love to pick Gonzaga. Really wanted to see them win a championship, but I'm going to go Purdue redeeming themselves. I don't like making this pick. I don't like putting Purdue in the Elite Eights. Just the way they let us down last year. Zach Edey is just, I mean, yeah, he's great, but good God, I don't trust him. I don't trust this team. Do not. Number 3, Creighton versus number 2, Tennessee. Give me the Blue Jays, baby. I love this Blue Jays team. I think they can definitely make a run to the Final Four. This team is really, really good. They're going to shoot it out the gym. All right, so my Elite Eight, I've got UConn versus Iowa State, Houston versus Kentucky, Purdue versus Creighton, and North Carolina versus Arizona. So let's go back up to, I mean, the best side, the East. Like I said, Iowa State, if they're in any other division or any other bracket side, I think I would pick them. But I'm going the UConn Huskies. They're the best team for a reason this year. I mean, UConn make it the Final Four, and they will take on. This is a tough one, but I like North Carolina. Also, picking because I think North Carolina has a way easier path than Arizona to get there. So give me North Carolina to make it to the Final Four. But hey, I'm usually let down by one of these big bloods. But they were just in the national championship 2 years ago. So definitely think this team has the right pieces and can definitely rely on R.J. Davis and Baycott. On the Midwest side, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But if they do not make it that far, I will never say a good word about this team or that whole school ever again. I'm picking Purdue to go to the Final Four. I don't know why. I don't know. It doesn't feel right. I don't like it. But I'm picking Purdue. All right, Houston versus Kentucky. This would be a phenomenal matchup. This would be amazing. Houston is really good on defense. I don't like what they did in the Big 12 tournament, but they looked amazing all year. 3 losses in the toughest conference. Kentucky's definitely got some flaws. Calipari does like to lose games that he should not in this tournament. Give me Houston over Kentucky. All right, so I got all but one, or I got all 1 seeds in the Final Four. I did not mean to do that. Let me check. I don't think I meant to do that. Yep, I meant to do that. See, guys, it's not hard when you just pick the 1 seed to win the whole time. Not hard. One of them's got to do it, right? One or two of them's got to make it that far, right? All right, in my Final Four, I got UConn versus North Carolina and number 1 Houston versus number 1 Purdue. All right. Like I said, UConn, I just love this team right now. This team, the best team in basketball, and they're going to continue to play like it. They just won national championship. They know what to do. They know how to win in this situation. They are going to get it done. They got an easy schedule to get there. And they have the best chance. Give me the Connecticut Huskies to defeat North Carolina. So that 1v1, give me the Give me the Huskies. All right. In the other side of the bracket, I got number one Houston versus number one Purdue. Like I said, it was dirty picking Purdue. It felt dirty. It did not feel clean doing it, but I did it. Houston, phenomenal all year. They should not let me down in this March Madness tournament. I'm not trusting Zach Edey. I can't. I can't do it. Houston, I can trust Kelvin Sampson. I can trust this Cougars team. LJ Cryer, Jamal Sheed, great players. Got to stop Zach Edey. I mean, 25 points a game is incredible in college, but I just think this Houston team, they are amazing. They had best conference. They lost the first year in it, three losses. Give me Houston to defeat Purdue. So my title matchup, UConn versus Houston. One versus one. Last time this happened, 2021, Baylor defeated Gonzaga. Give me offense versus defense. I mean, this will be a phenomenal matchup. I think you get two number one seeds in there. That is a phenomenal matchup, no matter which of the four it is. This would be a great game, UConn versus Houston. I think I would definitely root for this matchup to happen. It is impossible. It's got to be impossible. Like, 0.0% chance. Make it happen. Back-to-back champions. First time since I think the Florida Gators did it, 07-08. Give me the UConn Huskies to defeat the Houston Cougars in the 2024 March Madness. It's going to be a fun couple weeks. Excited for it to start this Thursday. So that is my bracket. UConn taking home the crown for the second straight year. Going to be some great basketball. Every year I pick not too many upsets. It always happens. I think last year was the craziest we've ever had for March Madness upsets. So maybe it'll be, no, it won't be. It'll be even crazier because of the transfer portal and all that. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun March Madness tournament. All right, UConn Huskies taking home in my bracket. And join the Burgers and Brats March Madness bracket. Put it out on Twitter. You can go join there. Get 25. If we get 25 entries, the winner will receive a free Burgers and Brats T-shirt. So make sure you enter. All right, let's move into the final segment. Who I'm sharing my burger and brat with. So since 2012, volunteers have been trying to restore the Dovestone Reservoir in Oldham, Manchester County in England. So the lack of ground vegetation meant flood risk in that area, and that has been going on since Neolithic times. I don't know when Neolithic times was, but that was a long, long, long time ago. So it's been going on for a while. It has been. So they've been planting sphagnum moss, and last week they celebrated planting the 1 millionth cutting. 1 millionth in 10 years. Volunteers have donated 45,000 hours of their time over 10 years. Incredible. All this to restore the bog and improve water quality in England. So incredible stuff out of England, restoring the bog and helping that area that has been needing it since Neolithic times. So pretty crazy stuff there, pretty awesome stuff. All right, that's the podcast. Let me know who you have winning this year, their NCAA tournament. I'm excited for it. I think we all are. It's the best event in sports at any season. So it's going to be a fun one. All right, everyone, thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, anywhere. Get your podcast at Burgers and Brats. And stay up to date with latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. Stay up to date. And thank you all for listening. Take care. Stay safe. Happy March Madness, baby.